talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Gotta cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And now we're going to the lines themselves. They've lighted up. Start with East Side Dave. East Side Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Good morning. I've got one serious question, hoping that you know about it, and that would be what is the latest about the war crimes procedure going on? This means a lot to me, and I'm just truly hoping it doesn't take years and years like the previous, you know, war crimes things. And that's my comment.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Dave. Let me just hit that briefly right now. This business about war crimes is all well and good, but that can't be a substitute for getting weapons and planes to Zelensky, okay? When somebody says he's guilty of war crimes, that's true. Putin is guilty of war crimes. Biden says yes, and he should be brought before The Hague. That's right. That's a very long, drawn-out process. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest impediments, getting your mitts on the guy in the first place. What are you going to do? You're going to send him a subpoena and say, come to The Hague so we can throw you in jail? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? The only way that people like that, that mass murderers, get brought to The Hague is when they lose control at home. And either somebody else who is stronger than they are or politically more astute and engineers their removal and jeopardize them. That happened in Serbia. That's happened elsewhere. But as long as he's there, it's like Hitler hanging out in the eagle's nest in Bavaria. Okay, war crime. What? Come somewhere to a court? Are you kidding me? I mean, he's not going to come. So the answer is it's true. It's absolutely right. He's committed war crimes. He should go to The Hague. He should be put in the dock, and then he should be in prison for life. Yes, all of that. But let's get real. How are you going to get your hands on him? How are you going to get your hands on him? And the only way to do it is have him driven out of power. The best and only way really to do that is have Russian people drive him out of power, preferably a mob of protesters. But even if it's just another military strongman over there who's smart enough to say, we'll get out of Ukraine and we just want to get back into a normal economy. So, Dave, thanks a lot. The procedure is you have hearings. I don't think you need a lot of hearings here. Not only is he raping people, shooting civilians, pulling their tongues out, but also to intimidate them, he'll crush them under tanks. He'll grab a couple of them and tie them down and run them over the tank so everybody can see that. The guy is an animal. Should be a very, very short, very, very short inquiry. And then if we had our hands on him, put him in jail, bring him there, we'd listen to it. And the old days, he'd get the death penalty, but under European law, he would now get life in prison, stick him in a prison somewhere and hope that he doesn't break out. In the meantime, people are getting killed in Ukraine. So my solution is do it double-breasted, so to speak. What you do is you initiate the war crimes proceedings simply because that stigmatizes him. But at the same time, get Zelensky the airplanes. How many times do I have to say this? Call your congressman. Get Zelensky the airplanes. There's 70 jets, MiGs, in Eastern European countries. He can impose his own no-fly zone. And everybody's going, oh, Putin will be mad. Oh, really? You think he's going to be any madder than he is right now? He fears NATO. He's a very, very weak dog is what he is. He fears NATO. And early on, we should have armed them a lot more than we did. And early on, we should have made it clear to him that he can't do this. But the West cannot stand by and watch torture and murder, sadism and genocide occur in a European country 10 feet from the Polish border and the 10 feet from the Romanian border and say, well, just don't do it in NATO country. And what is their sin? Why is this happening to them? Because they applied to get into NATO. This is being seriously, seriously mishandled. And the truth of the matter is, Biden's done a great job in getting our European allies together, our NATO allies. Great job. He's done a great job in getting them Stingers and missiles and or javelins, I should say, and a lot of other things. But he is being stabbed in the back by Trump and the Republican Party. They're attacking a wartime president and praising Putin. And the only way I differ with Biden, I understand that. Joe, I understand that. You're a good man. But put on a Teflon vest, put on a chainmail vest so deflects the knives in your back and just do the right thing. Get the jets to Zelensky. Call up Kind. Call up Pocan. Call up Style. Call up Moore. Call them all up, Grothman, the rest of them. Get the jets to Zelensky. If they argue, tell them to keep quiet and shut up. Get the jets to Zelensky, period. Thanks, Dave. You're going to Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, previous caller was talking about the thievery that was going on, you know, during the pandemic money that, you know, Trump allowed to go on, out unsupervised. Yeah, and it's not no surprise. I mean, remember the billions of dollars, $11 billion that was shipped over to Iraq on pallets, and just kind of people came in with duffel bags and were just walking out with it, and nobody was taking receipts for where that money was going. That so, where the accountant crew that was working in the green zone was at that point in time, you know, it's the same kind of, you know, petty corruption we can see going on. Not, you know, it's been recently, more recently with Republican governments, but Democratic governments have done the same thing as well. But it makes me sad. And then the to hear that 63 congressmen voted against a resolution supporting NATO, and even though it's nothing, it didn't have the force of law or anything, but it just indicates the treasonous bent that Trump has brought into the Republican Party, because it used to be, you know, that strongly, you know, against Russia, and now it's apparently these Republicans seem now to love the strong man. They want the strong father, the father figure, father God figure to rule over them, but they talk about liberty at the same time, and the oddness of that combination is baffling. And once again, you know, thank you for you take all callers, unlike the conservative media. And it's true for across the board, as far as, you know, on these liberal stations that I listen to, liberal hosts I listen to, they take all callers. They're not afraid to hear opposing views, unlike the most of the conservative media is too cowardly to take opposing views. I mean, that I hear it on, you know, John Bugelsang at night. Stephanie Miller occasionally takes them. Tom Hartman takes them all the time. If you're an opposing view for Tom Hartman, you go to the front of the line for him. But once again, you know, we have our conservatives here that call and wank about.
All right. I appreciate that. You made some very, very strong statements I want to just pick up on before the break, Mark. 63 Republican congressmen voted against NATO. I mean, against our allies, against NATO supporting it. More than 140 of them voted to overturn the last election that Biden won and give the electors to Trump, including Kevin McCarthy. Three Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin out of seven voted to overturn the Wisconsin election and change the result from what the voters had said in the presidential election. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a very paraphrase of a very famous line of American poetry. It goes, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It's a beautiful, beautiful image. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It only takes six states to do it, swing states. They don't have to change Alabama, and they're never going to change New York and California. You can steal more votes and money with a briefcase than a gun. All it takes is lawyers going into Wisconsin. And they're already there, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. and changing laws and getting Supreme Court justices to vote to overturn the election. That's all it takes. Joseph Stalin, one of the worst mass murderers in history, killed more than 20 million people, also was allied with Hitler. He and Hitler entered into a pact, a treaty, to be on the same side, invade Poland, and carve up Europe. And when Hitler betrayed Stalin in Operation Barbarossa and stabbed him in the back, then Stalin started to whine and say, oh, please, you know, I'm a victim, help Russia. Russia has not Nazi inclinations. And so what's happening with these congressmen, 63 of them, to vote against NATO? That's a vote for Putin. Trump's for Putin. Trump was against NATO. He was going to take us out of it. Josh Hawley's for Putin. Tucker Carlson's for Putin. Marjorie Taylor Greene is for Putin. All of the right wing is for Putin. And Mark Lysak is exactly right. They want a authority figure. That's not liberty. That's not liberty. You have to protect liberty every day. I saw that Ben Franklin series on PBS. Boy, was that good. We have giants in our history. We're going to have them again. We've got to get the fascism out of our culture. And that means out of the culture of the Republican Party. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We've got to cut you down. We've got to cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.